Alex and Richard through with you until 12 o'clock. Don't forget Siobhan Live is coming up today, and it is The Edge. That's the old art and culture show. I'm not going to tell you what she's got on, because actually she completely confused me with big words this morning.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I tried to write it down, realised I couldn't spell, and decided to move on.
Well, you'll have to listen in then, won't you, and see what she was talking about.
We do listen in. We're very supportive of one another upstairs, and I keep saying upstairs and nobody gets it. We have a fantastic facility. So we come in the morning, we meet downstairs, have a chat, move to the middle level, which is where all the studios are, say hi to all the presenters, move to the top floor, sit down, have more of a chat, make a cup of tea, chat some more, come into the studio, chat, then go to the ground floor, chat, and then leave.
Well, there you go. I find it, well, eccentrically interesting that it takes you at least three different sort of levels of conversation to get up two flights of stairs.
It takes me ages. For somebody who talks a lot, it takes me ages.
Well, I actually came and visited you in the office this morning. I think in all the years I've been coming to the Dubai Eye Studio, it's the very first time I've been into the Houston control, as it were.
It is control. And I tell you what, it's madness. By 12 o'clock, and you've got a number of presenters there who are getting ready for the afternoon, and you've got people coming off air from the morning. You know, one of the things about presenters and the sort of people we are is that we are quite loud and we're all quite chatty. Mm. So when there's 10 of us in there, it's complete chaos. And I can safely say I'm probably the quietest person up there.
I don't believe that,
Alex. I promise you.
I don't believe that. You see, this is why whenever I come here, I always just go and sit in the green room quietly.
Actually, Siobhan's relatively quiet. Mm. Relatively quiet. Sometimes.
Well, listen, we've got lots of texts coming in, Alex, and some relating to the stories we told earlier on. I mentioned the story about a friend of mine who came back to my parents' house when I was a child. Yeah. And when his father came to pick him up, his father realized that he'd, as a child, played in exactly the same house. And we've got a text coming in saying the story about the father coming to play in the same house as a child gave me goosebumps. And the other story about the couple meeting the earlier residents is a good thread for a movie. And I suppose that's where a lot of these sort of the movies and the stories come out of, because they do seem so far-fetched and unbelievable. They seem like a movie script, but I assure you that everything that we are sort of mentioning today has come from resourced research and websites, and is all strange but true.
It is strange but true. We were also asking if you could tell us where some of the sayings come from that perhaps we say a lot but don't quite understand. Devil's advocate, do you know what that is?
No.
It's when someone is nominated for sainthood at the Vatican, it goes through a process which resembles like a judicial process, assessing the good and the bad points. The person nominated to present the bad side is the devil's advocate.
There you go.
Amazing, eh? Also, posh. Do you know where posh comes from? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, well, posh. What is it? What are you saying? I'm sure you're sure I do. I know I sound posh.
Yeah, it's that Yorkshire accent.
Yeah. Well, posh. Yes, it comes from the old time of when people used to travel on the ocean liners,
mm-hmm.
And it stands for port out, starboard home.
Because it was the best view.
Yeah,
and it was
and
the most
you got the sunset,
cabins.
Yes. Ah,
very nice. Thank you very much to that one. Keep sending them in. Fun fact, do you know that koalas never drink, or at least never have the need to drink water, ever? That's because eucalyptus leaves that they eat provide them with enough fluids for them not to ever need to drink water.
Well, that is a fact that I didn't know, and that's come straight from a Dubai Eye listener.
Yes,
we're an intelligent bunch here in Dubai, aren't we? We have all the random facts and stories.
We do. Pop your name on the end of the text messages, by the way, because it's lovely to find out who's sending in these messages if you would like to contribute to the show. Here's one for you. I was talking about flamingos. Flamingos actually get their pink from the prawns that they eat, and Stefan said there's not so many prawns here, which is possibly why I don't think they're very pink.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. And here another strange but true coincidence from a listener. We have a nephew working in Dubai. When we heard that another nephew was moving out to Dubai too, and knowing that they had never met each other, we were keen for them to meet up. When they did, they found they were working in the same building and had often shared the same lift. There you go. And that's from Joyce in Abu Dhabi.
Who says, great radio station, by the way. Thank you very much. You should come in sometime.
Absolutely. All the way from Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, it's not that far.
No, it's not that far. No, yeah. I go there at least twice a week.
Yeah.
And I always listen to the By Eye on the way. It gets me down the road, you know.
Gets me as far as the turn off for Yas, and just as I'm pulling in for Yas Marina Circuit, it goes off.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's extended now. I think it does go all the way to Abu Dhabi.
If we turned up the booster.
I think so. Something's happened. There's been a button pressed.
Yeah, maybe we should turn it up some more. So you find some of your strange but true.
I did. Now here's one that is just quite extraordinary, but I will let you decide for yourself, Alex. A German mother who photographed her infant son in 1914 left the film to be developed in a store in Strasbourg. In those days, film plates were sold individually. World War I broke out, and unable to return to Strasbourg, the woman gave up the picture for lost. 2 years later, she bought a film plate in Frankfurt, over 100 miles away, to take a picture of her newborn daughter. When developed, the film turned out to be a double exposure, with a picture of her daughter superimposed on the earlier picture of her son. Through some incredible twist of fate, her original film, never developed, had been mislabeled as unused, and had eventually been resold to her.
That is very strange.
That gives me the goosebumps.
Yes, it does.
I mean it's just you couldn't write it, could you?
No. And maybe we will see a film of it in the future.
Maybe we will.
Did you know that the Amazon rainforest produces more than 20% of the world's oxygen supply? I think quite a lot of people know that. It's one of those kind of school quizzes, isn't it?
Well, it's one of the, I think now where we live in the world of sort of environmentally sort of issues, or the sort of things are told to us, because it's frightening, you know. I was reading somewhere the other day that apparently to produce the New York Times every Sunday, 65,000 trees have to be chopped down for the distribution over America.
Which is funny, actually, because we were discussing it yesterday, and I was saying, I really feel that the management should buy us an iPad each, so we don't have to print on all this paper every day.
And you'd also just like an iPad to, you know, flash around town.
Yeah, well, you know, I need an iPad 3 now, so... Management, we all need an iPad.
Well, there you go. There's a little cry for help from Alex to the bosses of Dubai Eye. Can all the presenters get an iPad, please?
Please. The Amazon River also pushes so much water into the Atlantic Ocean that more than 100 miles of sea off the mouth of the river, one can dip fresh water out of the ocean. The volume of water in the Amazon River is greater than the next 8 largest rivers in the world combined, and 3 times the flow of all the rivers across the United States of America.
Gosh. Well, that's a lot of water.
It is an awful lot of water. Also Canada. It's amazing, actually, the statistics and facts that come out of these larger countries. Canada has more lakes than the rest of the world combined.
There you go.
Combined. But do you know what Canada means?
No.
I would like, anybody listening, if you can confirm this, I would like to know. Apparently, Canada is an Indian word meaning big village. That's a big, big village.
That's a big village. Some more random facts for you, and then keep them coming in. I love to hear these sort of these random things on 4001. But here's one that I find extraordinary. A snail can sleep for 3 years.
I must have been a snail in a former
life. This is what I was going to suggest, Alex, that perhaps you're aspiring to be a snail.
Maybe.
Well, here, do you taste with your feet? Because apparently butterflies do.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, they taste with their... Well, I suppose it depends how clean your feet are, doesn't it? Well, I'm not sure about that.
We'll
bypass that one. Snakes are immune to their own poison, which I suppose...
What are?
Snakes.
Yeah, it wouldn't be very good if you accidentally bit yourself.
And yeah.
Have you watched that program? I can't believe they've made an entire series out of it, but they made a series. I was bitten or something like that.
Well, I know Shark Bite.
Okay, no, there's another one, and it's about 12 episodes in a series of people who have been bitten by something and the trauma that they go through. It's horrible.
And it's amazing what they'll find to make television programs out of these days. Now, it would be a coincidence if the same person had been bitten by all the different animals. That would be an interesting program.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a program because they'd probably be dead.
Well, you know, it's like the lightning strike twice. We talked about a guy from the US who's been struck by lightning 9 times and he's still walking around. He has slightly wiry hair now, Alex.
Okay, then.
What do you reckon is the only animal that can't jump?
The only animal that can't jump?
That can't jump.
Snail?
Is that an animal? No, it's an elephant.
An elephant can't jump?
The only animal that can't jump is an elephant.
But they can fly, yeah?
Well, in certain parts of the world. In Dubai, elephants are known to fly.
Which was a coincidence this morning. I was saying that the flying elephant emblem, symbol, logo...
Yeah.
Logo?
Logo.
...that you have for your company is so very similar to a premises that my father owned by the same name.
And it's, I mean, that was when we met this morning, we were talking that we were going to talk about coincidences, and Alex saw that I work for a company called Flying Elephant, and she's not going to believe that, but my dad has a business called Flying Elephant and the logo is the same, and immediately we both went, ooh, this is going to be strange.
Yeah.
This morning.
I mean, it's like almost, if I couldn't see the picture side by side, I would say it's the same logo.
By the way, I'll sue him for copyright later.
That's fine. Not a problem.
Now, honey is the only food that doesn't spoil. So anything else that you put in your cupboard or your fridge eventually will go off, but honey never will.
Which is good to know, because I just got home after a couple of weeks and found that my friend had thrown out half my... my fridge, which means that most of it probably been there for a little bit too long.
Well, yeah, but did they throw out the honey?
I don't know if I had honey.
Well, then you see, you stock your fridge with honey, and it'll. Well, I don't think you even have to put it in the fridge.
It's quite difficult to get honey nowadays, isn't it?
No.
Well, it was difficult. Remember, it was very difficult about 2 years ago here.
What, the bees went on strike, did they?
I think they did, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Can you not remember? No. Yeah, there was a big thing. I remember working with Jessica and Wes, and we were going on about it.
Oh.
Depletion of honey.
Well, there you go. Boxing is the only sport in which neither spectators nor the participants know the score or the winner until the end of the contest.
Say that again.
Boxing is the only sport in which neither the spectator nor the participant know the score or the winner until the end of the contest. Because it's all done on points by a group of referees. So nobody actually... So the boxer or the spectator doesn't exactly know who's won if it's a closely fought match. If one of them gets knocked out, there's a good chance one may know,
yeah,
who wins.
Yeah. It's going to say it's like motorsport. You don't really know until you've crossed the line, do you?
Well, that's another one of those strange ones where it's just cars whizzing around and then...
It's not just cars whizzing around. How can you say that?
It's cars whizzing around a track.
It's not. See, what I don't get is horse racing, because that's like... That's
horses
kind of
whizzing
like,
around.
Yeah, it's like motor racing, but with one horsepower instead of 500.
Wow.
And it's a bit slow. And the lap isn't very, you know, there's no chicanes or hairpins.
No. Well, I do love... I enjoy watching motor racing when there's sort of real competition and you see them sort of overtaking each other on the bends and stuff. But when it's sort of just, you know, the pole position person finishes first and it's, you know...
Yeah, then you have to look at it more technically. But generally that tends to happen in the higher series. Well, let's go over one or two of the messages very quickly before the news. The dollar is referred to as a buck because a long time ago, when playing poker, a buck knife was placed in front of the person whose turn it was to deal, that is often replaced with a silver dollar, hence the name buck.
Mm, and he goes on to say that's why you have expressions like the buck stops here and don't pass the buck. And that's from Jeremy. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you very much.